It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
They're passionate fans. They do love their football. They're loud when the defense is up. They definitely have been seeing defense for, well, you know, good defense for quite some time. So it's, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. It's a playoff game at a hostile environment. Nothing most of these guys haven't faced before.
Return to that stadium again as a visitor?
It'll be fun, you know. I don't plan on doing anything out of the ordinary other than just dressing in the other locker room. You know, it's nothing big to me. Just it'll be fun to see those guys that you played with for a while and a place where I played 4 years at. But it's a playoff game, and coming in as an opposing team, that's more important than anything.
Is Ray Rice on top of his game right now?
Yeah, he's always he's the type of player that you picked up a ball right now and just went on to the practice field and started playing, he'd be on top of his game. That's just the type of person Ray is, and loves the game and plays it to a high, high elite level with as much energy as you'll ever come across.
Ray Lewis or Ray Rice?
Ray Rice.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Ray Lewis? I mean, you know they're going to be amped up easily.
Yeah, they always are. So are we.
How are you physically?
Feel good. Had a good week this week, and today was probably the first time in a long time I've been able to really run at top speed and cover people and feel good playing football.
And thank you for asking.
We care. We care.
Well, no. At least some people do.
How ready are you for all of this to be done and to just step on the field for it to be 1 o'clock and get to that?
Today's the first day you start. You know, there's a lot of preparation and obviously facing that offense for a number of years, playing against them in training camp, practicing and all that thing. And today's the first day you really, you know, you feel good about everything that's in and you feel good about the checks you're making, the communication you're making, and go out, have a good day, and after this practice is usually when you start feeling, you know, pretty comfortable and ready for 1 o'clock on Sunday to come.
It can't come quick enough.
Tom, how do you think the team has played better on the road later in the season as opposed to early?
I think just the trust that's gained, the more we came as a team, the more we were playing as a team, just the better product that we're going to be putting on the field, whether it's at home or away. But I think you know, you got a lot of fight on this team, and something that was getting us early was losses on the road, and something we wanted to prove that, you know, we could play just as well, if not better, on the road than at our own place.
Your defensive back brother, they've been able to get some takeaways. Describe what that does going into the playoffs.
It's they're game-changing plays, which is what the playoffs come down to. There's a couple plays in any game that make the difference, but everything's amped up and at a different level when it's playoff because it means that much more. There's no pressure. There is no tomorrow for you, and that's the way you got to play. And when big players are made like that by defensive back or defense in general, gives our powerful offense another opportunity to put points on the board if we don't score on our own. But it's a big shift of momentum, and anytime you can steal points, it's a positive.
And almost every game telling point is turnovers.